Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Everybody's life has been impacted in some way, shape, or form by the coronavirus. We can argue over the various statistics presented about how dangerous or deadly this virus is. Regardless of whether you think everything is an overreaction or an underreaction, I don't think we can deny that governments are now acting and doing things as a result of what's happening with the coronavirus. From talking to my friends around the world, every place is acting a little bit differently. They are, in some cases, banning groups of a specific size. They are closing schools temporarily in Washington State anyway, or at least in the greater Seattle area. They have closed schools for a minimum of 6 weeks. And, I wouldn't be surprised if there's additional measures taken as a result of all of this. The economic impact of all of this is fairly substantial. Lots of businesses are who rely on people who either go into an office to work, travel, or in any of those related industries, they're going to be impacted. I'm seeing that the airlines, for instance, are having to cut travel quite a bit or flights because, well, first of all, they can't fly certain places for a period of time. And the places they can fly, people aren't really interested in flying right now because they don't want to get the coronavirus. And, we need to practice social distancing and all of that. And so it's a, times are definitely different right now. Really can't travel for work right now. Can't go to Israel because you have to be quarantined if you land there. And not to mention Delta's canceled flights there, at least for the time being. Going and visiting customers, it's a lot of people are working from home right now. And so, and really gatherings are, people are canceling gatherings left and right. And so it just doesn't seem appropriate to, do a physical user group event. And so I'm actually working on scheduling some user groups that are done virtually. This is why I travel for the most part. And so having a virtual user group seems to be one way to, still interact with customers in a more intimate setting, but have to do it virtually. So I guess this podcasting gear that I got is going to become very useful all of a sudden. At least my voice will sound nice. As to how long these changes are going to last, it's hard to say. The supply chains clearly need to ramp up the supplies of toilet paper and Clorox wipes and certain kinds of food that seem to be running out. I noticed when I went to Costco the other day that, and I just went there not to necessarily stock up, but to get things that I'm out of. I haven't been panic buying things the way that some other people did, but I noticed an interesting psychological thing that happened as I was there. I was walking through Costco, and it wasn't really busy. I didn't go at the beginning of the day. I probably went near to the end of the day, and there was a lot of empty shelves and empty places in Costco. And I noticed in my mind that I had the urge to buy things that I probably didn't need to buy and weren't in there. And that's, you could see that things were gone and people had, things in their carts and some of the things that were out, obviously I think toilet paper was out. I think Clorox wipes was out. I'm sure there's some other things that were out as well. A lot of things were running low, however. And it just may have been, between the panic buying and between, just where it was in the day that may stuff be out of stock. But the supply chain will probably have to ramp up on some of these things. And I don't know how quickly that can happen. And who knows what other changes may be occurring that, that it could even restrict those supply chains even further. Can't help but be affected by the negativity that I'm feeling from everybody. But at the same time, I'm trying to keep a positive outlook. My family's healthy. My kids are going to be home for the next several weeks, as am I. And the weather's getting better here in the Pacific Northwest. And so on my daily jogs, there's going to be more daylight, thankfully. The days are getting longer and the days are getting warmer. Yes, we get some, we're still getting a little bit of snow, or actually we've gotten almost no snow, but I was, when I was out jogging today, as I'm recording this, it was, there was a little bit of snow falling from the sky. And, but the temperatures are going to get better, and there's going to be some sunshine, and that's a good time to be in the Pacific Northwest when the sun's out. So
I'm going to be in exile for a little while, but I think we're all going to be in exile for a little while. And, hopefully things will resume at some point. I don't know how long we're all going to be, sequestered and socially distancing from each other, but I suspect that will be the new norm for a little while, and, we'll get through it, and life will resume. Will it be the same? I don't know. But I think we will ultimately be stronger as, well, a species for having gone through this particular situation.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.